Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 4 o'clock, and at that time we are always joined by the great Ron Jaworski, who you can see on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show tomorrow and every Eagles game. Hey, Jaws.
Spike, Ike, great to be with you guys, and I know I won't be with you next week, so happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you as well, Jaws. Yep. Yeah. So, Jaws, the win over the Raiders, is it like, do we think, from an offensive perspective first, was it just the Raiders, or do you have some real hope for what you saw from the Eagles moving forward?
I start out with the basic premise that it's hard to win in the National Football League. You know, I think in my career and all the years at ESPN of covering the game, it seems to be like sometimes you wonder if you ever get a first down. It's that difficult. So I think the way they handle the Raiders is a good indication of where this team is at. There's an ebb and flow to every season with every team. And how you do adversity is really going to determine where you end up at the end of the season. We lost three games in a row, didn't play good football, a great bounce-back game. So I think we handle adversity very well, and I think it'll continue.
So from an offensive perspective, what did you see particularly that you liked in that game?
You must be reading my mind. You know what I like about that win, running the football under center. And yeah. I think running the football under center gets everyone involved in the offense, and that sets up the play action. And every study in recent history has shown that the most explosive plays come out of play action with a quarterback under center. Although the league is now 70% shotgun, the big explosive plays do come out of the shotgun because the illusion of run, the illusion of pass, you don't know what it is till the ball is snapped. And the really good quarterbacks in this league are magicians with the football. They don't know if they hand it off or they kept it. That's where you get the explosive plays. So I thought the 30 snaps under center was a real blessing to me because we hadn't run 30 snaps under center in the previous three games, all losses, by the way. So the fact that they ran the football, threw the football under center, I think Jalen's buying in.
So from a balance standpoint, because one of the, you know, it helps the run game, and you mentioned the pass game under center, but you don't want the defense knowing that if you're going under center, you're running the ball every time, right? And the Eagles, I think Jalen only threw, I think, four or five play action passes under center. What does that balance have to look like? Like, how many times do you have to throw the ball to make sure that the defense isn't just loading up on the run every time you go under center?
Yeah, I think it's different in every case. I don't think there's one way to do it. You know, watching the Rams last night, you know, they've gone to that 13 personnel, that one back, three tight ends because they've had some injuries. So, I mean, I think teams sometimes have to adapt and adjust as the game goes on due to injuries or what they think is the game plan. How you going to impact the game plan with, you know, under shotgun or under center or in a shotgun. In fact, you know, when we saw Cameron Lotu go in the game, I thought, okay, you know, here's a guy that hadn't played a whole lot of snaps at the running back position at third tight end. All of a sudden, he gets 19 snaps in the game, or 16 snaps in the game, and he's impactful. So I think there's a reason why he came in. They wanted to run the football out of the under center, and he was in the passing game as well.
I think one of the things we saw too is, you know, you look at the run numbers, and from a yards per carry perspective, it wasn't super impressive. But the fact that they were able to avoid those penalties means that if, you know, you run a couple of times and you only get 6 yards out of those two runs, you're in third and four instead of being a third and nine because of a false start. So I think that has to be, you know, part of the recipe moving forward. Of course, you don't want penalties, but the Eagles have been pretty terrible with that so far this year.
Spike, you absolutely nailed it. You know, I called it staying on schedule, staying ahead of the down. You get in third and long in this league, you're in trouble. It's You know, for years I've been calling third down the money down. That makes or breaks you. You get in third and seven plus, your chance of conversion is not very good. So if you can stay on schedule, give the defense the aura of run or pass, it's a lot easier to convert third down into first down.
Yeah, they're going to take on this Commander team tomorrow night, Jaws. And these type of teams can be dangerous. First of all, it's a divisional opponent in their building. Semi-nationally televised game. There's only two games on tomorrow, so everybody will be watching this game. These teams can be dangerous if you let them hang around, right? You let them hang around. Sure. I'm wondering, going into this game, is this a slow, methodical win, meaning you just do what you need to do to win, or are you trying to go in there with knockout blows early in this game?
Slow and methodical, I think, is the best way to go and play your game, whatever that game plan may be. Play your game. And, I, you know, you as a former player, and myself as a former player, you know, we've all played in some of these games that mean nothing, and then they're not a whole lot of fun to play in.
Mm-hmm.
But also, some guys, if the game means nothing, you know, some guys get in big games, their butt gets so tight you can't drive a nail up it, you know? I mean, they're
unwound your butt cheeks.
Yeah, they'll pucker up a little bit. Then you get some teams, they know the season's over. They play loose, they play goose. The play caller doesn't worry about anything. You know, so it does make it when some teams play loose, some teams, you know, can't play that way. We'll find out how the Redskins play, or the Commanders play.
Jaws, you just gave the line of the week, man. I can't even recover from that. That was the line of the week right there, man.
I got something good in me.
So what does this Commanders team do that we should be concerned about? Looks like they've played tough, but from an offensive or a defensive perspective, none of the numbers look particularly threatening, I guess, from a Commanders perspective. What do they do well?
Really nothing. I mean, they're and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but you know, when you look at Washington, there's nothing that scares you. And when Jaden Daniels was there, when they had their wide receivers healthy, you know, and their offensive line healthy, they had a chance to be very good. They're not. Most of those guys aren't there. McLaurin's still there. You know, he always presents a problem for the Eagles. But when you look at them defensively, they're not a good pass rushing team. Quite honestly, they're not a very good coverage team. Their linebackers are pretty darn good. But other than that, I don't think there's really a whole lot to worry about. But you don't want to overlook them. I think that's the one thing that I always concern myself with. You take your opponent for granted because they're losing. You know we're going to get their best shot. We got to play them twice in the next 3 weeks. Two wins against the Eagles would make their season. Our season is going to be made down the road. But right now, Washington's going, hey, if we knock these guys out, we made our season. That's our Super Bowl trophy.
Hey, Jaws, before we get to your prediction, I wanted to know if you saw that game last night, and what do you thought, you know, chances are if the Eagles end up going to the Super Bowl, they're either going to have to face the Rams or the Seahawks or both. Curious what you thought of those two teams last night in that game.
Well, I still believe the Rams is a better football team, although they gave a game away and just said, what a crazy, bizarre football and an entertaining game. And, you know, I think the Rams are still the best team in the NFC, but, you know, they found a way to give the game away that could have made it their end of the season a little bit easier. But I still think the Rams is the best team.
Yeah. So why don't you give us your prediction for tomorrow night, Jaws?
I will be happy to do that, Spike. I'm going to go with the Birds, 24-17.
That's a push. That's a push. The line's seven, Jaws.
I'm just looking for wins right now.
Okay, all right, Jaws.
All right, brother. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yep.
All right, there. He took the Ike special to another level. You're gonna predict a push.
Yeah, at least cover or not. Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, I'm
not predicting pushes.
Not a...
You guys wouldn't even allow me to predict a push.
No.
You have a take.
Yeah, you got to have a take. You know, I'm trying to think about where my brain is at with the way the line has moved. Because every time that the public thinks, now we don't know what money pushed the line from 5.5 to 7, whether it's sharp money or whether it's just regular public money. Mm-hmm. When I saw 5.5, I got a little quiver. I was like, oh, that should be more than that. Seven is what I would have hoped.
Right.
Seven or 7.5. The fact that it opened at 5.5 was a little strange to me, given who the Commanders are and who the Eagles are.
Think they didn't know about the injury situation?
It could have been a little bit of a hedge. Yeah, I guess. But 5.5. Yeah. But, you know, it's bet up to 7. I would not touch it at 7,
no,
to be honest with you.
No way.
No. At this point, this Eagles team, covering anything above a field goal, wouldn't. Yeah. Three or less, then right. Bet the Eagles. 205-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. Ooh. What's up, Ant?
Right. What's happening?
What's up, Ant?
What's going on, man? Happy holidays, we all got. Look, hey, I ain't calling to talk a lot today. I heard you earlier ask a question. I couldn't call because I was in some meetings for work and everything. But, Spike, Ike, I really called in. I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Today. So when Howie drafted Jalen, what do you think? Just I want to know from a football guy's perspective. Like,
yeah.
You know Howie, right? Like, you know him personally. You've been around, played on this team. Like, what do you think he thought he was getting in Jalen? Like, if you knowing Howie, when he drafted him, we know he was Doug Peterson's guy. You know, Doug really liked him a lot. But when Howie decided to take him, what do you, you know, think he was getting in him?
I think they felt they got a solid insurance policy if Carson couldn't stay healthy. I don't think they drafted Jalen initially to take over Carson's job, especially not within 1 year. They didn't draft him for that. Now, maybe they said, you know what, 2 or 3 years down the road and things with Wentz hasn't changed, we got a nice quarterback that we've developed that has a lot of great qualities that we like that we wouldn't have a problem with moving on with. Because here's the thing. When they drafted Jalen, you got to remember, there were 2 years of Carson's personality trait and rubbing guys the wrong way in the locker room, that type of stuff, to where, you know, rumors about him being somewhat of a control freak and he wouldn't do certain things.
Yeah.
So I think they took Jalen as a insurance policy for Carson that they wind up having to cash in sooner than they expected.
I agree with you. I think if you so Jalen got drafted in the second round, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So he gets drafted in the second round. I think you would agree that if you draft a quarterback in the second round, you're doing one of two things. You're either looking to develop the guy and eventually use him as a trade piece, mm-hmm. or you expect to play him at some point.
Yes.
Right?
I agree with both of those. Yep.
So if from a player perspective though, like I agree with everything you just said, but if knowing Howie, like if when he looked at Jalen going all the way back to his days at Alabama, you know, through his days at Oklahoma, from a player perspective, what do you think he thought he was getting in a player?
Oh, like, I think he thought he was getting a good football player. I think Jalen was still a little rough around the edges as far as still needing to be developed. They coached him at the Senior Bowl, I believe. Or either they saw him at the Senior Bowl. He was in the Senior Bowl that year, and they were down. I can't remember if they were part of the staff or they just went down there to scout him. But I know Doug was the one who really pushed to get him. Like, Doug was the one – because I think they anticipated things wouldn't get better with Wentz eventually. Right,
whether it was that year or the year after,
exactly.
At some point, right.
Yes.
Something was going to happen.
Right? Yes,
well, yes, because
yes,
the thing
cause,
is,
cause that, here's, I mean, real
no,
quick,
go ahead.
To your point, Anthony, you don't take a quarterback that high in the draft if you don't think very highly of him.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think the point that I'm trying to get to here, right, is that if you take a quarterback that high in the draft, and then you eventually double down on him by giving them the kind of contract and the first no trade clause in Eagles history, you think highly of this guy,
yeah.
Right? So,
yep.
If we've heard all the rumbles over the years about how great Howie Roseman has done as far as building this team over the years, and I agree with that. But when I hear people talk about Jalen, what I hear is people calling Howie an idiot, because to me, going back to watching Jalen from his freshman year all the way through, I've never seen Jalen until this year. And the first time I ever watched Jalen in college was in a college game against Mercer. Like, I don't know if you remember that game. He went off. It was crazy. Against a small school, right? And I watched him every game since. I've never seen Jalen drop back and throw the ball as much as I watched him do it this year. It's never been a part of his game in all the years that I've been watching him.
Yeah.
So when you look at Jalen, I think Howie knew that he was getting a guy who was very effective as a leader out on the field. He was going to be a really good player as long as you gear things towards what he did well. He's not a guy that's a hot, you know, he's not a Pat Mahomes and all these other kind of guys that can stand in the pocket and just throw it 35 mm-hmm. times a game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Howie knew that. So for me, when people, you know, I don't have as many questions about Jalen when we're losing as I do about how he's, you know, what style of football is he playing, right? And if you're looking at the style of football that he's playing, I think that will answer your questions, because when he's playing, you know, play-action game, RPO, he really excels. But to your point, Spike, he's not a guy. He's never going to be a guy, right, that stands in the pocket and he's just going to rip you apart passing the ball. He can do it from time to time, but that's really not what he does or has done over a really long period of time. So I just wanted to hear, you know, your thoughts, because, like I said, you know Howie, you probably know better than anybody what he was thinking and going to get a guy like Jalen.
Well,
he knew he wasn't getting another Carson.
Yeah, yep. but I think...
Well, in multiple ways.
Yeah.
multiple ways.
But I think there's a lot of gray area in what you said there, right? Like, so... on one hand, they draft him. No quarterback that you're taking in the second round, even though that's high to take anybody, no quarterback that you're taking in the second round is a finished product or is a perfect, or they would have gone in the first round.
Yep.
I think, though, sometimes, not that he was going to come into the league and be Joe Burrow, I agree with you that he's not slinging it all over the place, but I do think that they look at these guys and see tools and think about what could their ceiling at a certain thing be. And just to bring up Josh Allen in this context, mm-hmm. because in college, he completed half his passes. Like, yep. Josh Allen was not a good passer in college. And even as he got into the NFL, he was a thrower. Even as he got into the NFL, it took him a minute. I wouldn't call him a pocket passer, mm-hmm. but he certainly has evolved leaps and bounds as a passer.
Dak is another one.
Yeah. Dak's another one.
Dak was a fourth round draft pick.
Lamar Jackson has evolved as a passer. So I think, like, just because he has that evolution may have stopped doesn't mean that they were projecting that it would stop exactly. That's why drafting any player is so tough, mm-hmm. because you're doing a math equation and you don't have enough of the numbers, for lack of a better word, to know. You're guessing on ceiling.
Projecting.
You're projecting. You're guessing on how the guy's going to work. You're all of those things you're really guessing on. And I don't know that they thought even, and to your original point, I don't know that they thought, if we get rid of Carson, we have our franchise quarterback in Jalen.
No.
They thought we're at least developing someone.
Yes.
You know, so whether they, and as far as paying him, as soon as they win the Super Bowl, you have no choice. Now, I'm not saying that they would have chosen not to, mm-hmm. but as soon as they win the Super Bowl, or as soon as they go to the Super Bowl, you really have no choice but to pay him.
Yep.
It's the same reason why the 49ers paid Brock Purdy. You have to pay the quarterback at that point. So I guess I just don't think it means that because they've always been an offensive line and a run the football team, right? Howie's always believed in the trenches. So I guess that all the way to get to the point is that just because they took him, they were high on him when they took him, and they paid him, doesn't mean that moving forward they're like, we want to lock ourselves into this style of football because of what his limitations are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might decide they need to, and maybe they change things moving forward. Maybe they don't pay two wide receivers, you know, moving forward. Maybe they pay another running back. Maybe they decide to change how they do offense completely, you know. But I think it's an interesting question, but I don't think what they're thinking was at the moment in 2020 necessarily dictates the way that they're going to think in 2026, 2027, 2028.
No, I agree with you, Spike, and just one more point on this. I agree with you 1,000% on that, but I think we all have to remember what Howie was coming out of just a few years. Yeah, we have won the Super Bowl a couple years, you know, prior to that, but right before that Super Bowl win is when, you know, a couple years before that, Howie had gone through his own things in Philadelphia.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
So yeah.
You go and get a guy like Jalen, and I can guarantee you that Howie wasn't willing to bet his job on, you know, Jalen becoming this prolific passer.
Sure.
I think what he saw was, we can, if we build around this guy in the right way, if he's our guy, this is what we can get out of this guy if he's got the right components around him.
Yes.
Now, anything else is icing on the cake, right? But we know that we can get this. We'll get a leader. We'll get a guy. If we gear things toward what he does well, we can win. Now, anything else that comes after that is just butter, you know. But,
sure.
But interesting perspective, and I appreciate both of y'all on that.
All right. Oh, you too, Ant.
Thank you, Carl, yeah. Anthony.
I think we also got to remember Wentz was injured again. So for the third straight season,
yeah, he was hurt again.
He didn't finish because he got the concussion in the playoff game. That certainly had to be frustrating, as well as he was becoming a little more difficult to deal with behind the scenes,
yep,
as far as what he wanted as the quote-unquote franchise guy, trying to reestablish himself in that locker room. I think he had lost the locker room to a certain degree. There were some things in the works there, and they wanted to make sure they had themselves covered just in case this thing went off the rails. And again, I think it happened sooner than they expected it to happen. I don't think they expected Wentz to ask to be traded a year or two after he just signed an extension here.
Yeah.
And so Jalen was thrust in that position. I think he sort of won them over.
Well, you could tell by the fact that they were
in 22.
Yes. Especially when you go back to before 22, yeah, we've talked about
21,
this.
21, that offseason.
Yeah. Yeah. They were looking at
quarterbacks. The Watson and Russell Wilson conversations were real.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing that you can't project, and this points to Wentz, and I don't know about Hurts, but it certainly points to Wentz, is you talk about development, but then you talk about what is, after that guy succeeds and gets paid, then what is it?
Yes, sir.
Because part of the Wentz thing, I think, was, I have been successful this way. I want to play this way because I've been successful this way. I know it works. And they're telling you, no, do it that way.
This way, yeah.
And he's saying, well, I'm a, you pay me. I'm a big time quarterback. I almost won MVP. And that's another thing that is really hard to predict. That's why, like,
and it's not easy to manage.
No.
Because you hear similar stuff. We've heard the rumors this year that you heard that stuff with Jalen.
Yes.
He doesn't want to run, or he doesn't want to throw the ball over the middle of the field, or all these other things.
Yeah.
So that's just another way of saying, I want to run the offense or play in the offense that makes me comfortable. He's even alluded to that, that it's going to look the way I want it to look. Now, here's where I always say with the organization, you got to be careful. He's the athlete. He's the player. He sees things you don't see. It's easy for us to sit back and be like, oh, he should have threw the ball here, or he should have did this. Well, he's the one out there that's on the field with 300-pound linemen trying to get after him. And so when you always have to take into account what he thinks is in his best interest, but you also have to couch that or measure that a little bit with where you're trying to help him evolve as well.
And I think final thing on this, because I think the drafting and developing, all those things are quick, super interesting. Yeah,
the weird
ahead.
Part is,
yeah,
it seems like they found themselves in a very similar situation
on some level
as the last one was.
Yes, definitely. Just without the injuries.
Yes.
Like, you wonder what would have happened if Carson didn't have all those injuries. Nick Foles never wins the Super Bowl, all those sorts of things. On top of it, I sent Jack this podcast the other day of just a guy talking about quarterbacks, this guy Mike Sando that works for The Athletic. And he wasn't talking about this specifically, but what he was talking about was quarterbacks playing so much sooner than they used to. So here's how that affects it, right? So they're playing sooner than they used to. You can't develop them because, A, you have to get them on the field doing things more simply than normal because you don't have all that time to develop them. But then you walk into this thing where if the guy isn't on the bench for 3 or 4 years and you working with him, then all of a sudden when they get that contract and they've succeeded, it gets harder to do those things that you would do with a guy who is your developmental quarterback. Like Tanner McKee, I know he's a six-round pick, but Tanner McKee has to do whatever they tell him to do.
Yep.
Whatever they tell him to do.
Yep.
And that's every young backup quarterback that is drafted not to be, that doesn't go in right away, mm-hmm. all those things. So when we were growing up, those quarterbacks would sit on the bench from Aaron Rodgers to whoever it is.
Well, Green Bay has the formula.
Yes.
They know it. They're doing it right.
Draft a guy when you have a guy. Now, that ended up being a problem. Aaron Rodgers didn't like it and all those sorts of things. And, you know, there was the same thing with Favre and Aaron Rodgers and all those things. But you have to realize, you have to withstand that and do it. But the more money that these guys make, the more powerful that their agents become, and the earlier they get, they become starters. And I think that also points to these quarterbacks that got drafted high, that failed, that ended up succeeding somewhere else. I wonder, well, I'm almost sure that if those quarterbacks got drafted into a situation where they were a backup for 3 or 4 years,
right.
they may have never had to go to another team
right.
because they're developing, their road to development is so much more difficult, you know, than it would have been in that case.
Nah,
if they had a situation like Jordan Love had.
Yeah, they don't, man. The pressure, and even from fan bases, because if that guy who's in there, unless he's winning, everybody's going to be calling for the backup. They're going to be calling for you to put the young guy in there.
Yeah.
Right? But if the vet that's in there, if he is winning and you're getting a chance to learn behind him, that's what Jordan Love got the chance to do. He got to play behind Aaron Rodgers for, 2 years, and then he went in there.
So, Jack, who has the belt currently?
That would be Joe Giglio.
Right. Ah, Joe had quite a week last week.
Yeah.
It would be tough for somebody to take the belt from Joe Giglio.
It really right would.
Somebody's going to have to do something big this week. Did anyone do anything big enough to steal the belt from Joe Giglio in the same week? And I know, Jack, you've been thinking about this a lot. The same week that John Cena fights his final match.
Oh, did he retire or turn heel?
He retired, but he lost his final match.
Ah, rats.
You know, as wrestlers do. So the question is, did anybody do anything this week to take the belt from Joe Giglio?
Pretty boring week.
It is. It has been, actually.
A really boring week.
Yes.
Seems like everyone was in mail it in for the holiday mode.
Well, not us.
Not this show.
Yeah. All right. Mm-mm. So we find out if Giglio holds on to the belt next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Joe with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ashdale's got the belt. That's right. I call him by his last name. John Ashdale, the car czar. He's got the belt. The belt for getting you a brand new Hyundai? Is that a thing? I don't know. It is the holiday season, and they do not ignore that at Colonial Hyundai. So they are. It's a season of giving. What are they going to give you? How about 0% financing on your brand new Hyundai, on your new Palisade, Santa Fe, Tucson? Those are all SUVs. The reason I mentioned them is we just got hit with 5 inches of snow. You know you feel more confident when you're driving around an SUV. Drive one with 0% financing. Get your payment lower at Colonial Hyundai. And when you drive your car in there to trade it in, know that they are in the holiday spirit, and they're going to give you more than anyone else is for your trade. Again, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. You drive away with that brand new Hyundai, know that you're getting America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Talking more for your trade, 0% financing on any new Hyundai, 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot, over 200. Route 30 in Downingtown is where Colonial Hyundai is. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles per year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, that's your 4:30 90s. That is Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike.
A super team.
Yeah, the
It wasn't Creed.
I was going Pearl Jam.
So it's the vocalist from Pearl Jam.
Ah, see? I knew that.
But also the vocalist from Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, who passed away.
Okay.
But may he rest in peace.
He's the vocalist from Pearl Jam.
Yeah, there you
still
go.
Nailed it, though. That counts.
That's I was closest. Going Pearl Jam,
Yeah.
That's a super group right there.
Yeah, I mean, a pretty amazing record, that Temple of the Dog record. All right, it is 4:30 on Friday, which means it is time to award the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Belt is awarded on the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that brought it the most that week. The way the belt works is there doesn't have to be a new belt, you know, winner every week. The person who is holding the belt, just like, you know, normally when somebody holds a belt, somebody has to take it from them. So who has the belt? It's Joe Giglio. Giglio had quite a week last week. By the way, there have been rumors of a physical belt being created for this feature.
It's about time.
The rumors have been going on for at least a year. I'm gonna buy it myself if we don't get the belt around here.
I can see you doing that.
Definitely.
Might do it this weekend, to be quite honest with you. So the question is, did anyone do anything to take the belt away from Giglio? The morning show, Joe, John, James, Rhea, Devin, any of the 75 other people that work for them? The answer is no. And not from the morning show. The midday show, well, Giglio has it, has Hugh Douglas done it in fighting with listeners all week long about Jalen Hurts.
Now, he did throw out the take of describe Jalen Hurts without using the term winner.
Yes, that was
a strong one.
Yeah, and that made him mad. That made him mad. And it made everybody else mad. But no, Hugh Douglas did not take the belt. Did any of us? I mean, we're amazing.
Always.
Did we take the belt?
More of a comedy week for us.
Yes, definitely more of a comedy week. The answer is no.
Did Broads?
Well, Broads is a liar. And also, well, I mean, he is. Broads a liar. And Broads also hit a guy in men's league. We were not supposed to hit anyone and didn't apologize to the guy. So, no, Broads did not take the belt.
Oh, okay.
If I could give it to John, the guy who roasted Broads, I would give it to him. The answer is nobody took it from Giglio. Giglio holds the belt for another week. And here is the terrifying thing. Joe Giglio will hold the belt until 2026.
Yeah.
Because the belt will not be awarded the next two Fridays.
So How about that?
So Joe Giglio, I think, will be the longest holder the belt in belt history.
How about that show?
What's that? Yeah.
How about that show?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Hugh's held the belt for multiple weeks.
Yes, Giglio.
Hey.
Hugh is something else. You know, this time off is coming at a good time for Hugh, I think.
It really is.
He seemed ready for the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You need a few days off, big dog.
I'm sure he'd be okay with me sharing this. You know, I see Hugh during the commercial breaks when I get here. And man, for the last 2 weeks he'll come in and I'll be like, man, these people. And he'll go, you know, right, Spike?
You know, Spike.
Yes, I do, Hugh. Me and Hugh, I think, have a kinship now.
So
congratulations to Joe Giglio for holding on to the belt. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios. What's up, brother?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Man, got a big game tomorrow.
Holiday spirit as well.
Big game, yeah, man. You know, going to the holidays. Oh yeah, Shaboopy, my daughter's birthday was yesterday, and I believe Ike, your wife's birthday was yesterday as well. Correct?
How about that?
Okay,
happy
cool. Because I kind of remember that. Yeah, you know what I mean, she got my daughter both of them. You know, same birthday.
Same birthdays, yeah.
But anyway, you know, God bless y'all holiday season. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Look, the time of the year has come. Ain't no relaxing, falling back, and taking anything easy. Non-freaking negotiable.
We just came off a game that shows when you just let things go free, open up, and take time to design all types of different plays, you can never go stagnant. You keep your opponents honest. Well, about freaking time. We are defending champions, and in this league, you have to constantly evolve. You have to plan with what you got and put everyone in the best position. No time to play scared. People ask questions, who would I rather y'all play, the Seahawks or the Rams? I'm the worst person to ask that question. Fighters fight. If you're the best, then it don't matter who's in front of you. You go and win. Winners don't settle for the road of least resistance. We want to take everyone's head off. Y'all better not have that mentality to wish to play a lesser opponent, because if so, then y'all already freaking lost. We bust through barriers and create our path. Don't y'all remember last year? Is the feeling coming back? Do y'all freaking smell it? You go into combat every time. No fear. Knowing you're going to win. Confident. Focused with no anger, but a savage. Giving up the freaking body. Leaving everything on the field. Making sure you get your respect and everybody remembers your name. All you have in this world is your balls and your word. Your kids, your family, the world is watching. And you're ready to live, but prepare to die. The past is gone. Forever we go. The masses are asses. If you didn't know, that's what they say. They live behind computer screens and ready to call the cops. They are dopamine fiends waiting for your attention, but they strike catchy words, suckers on LeBron flop. Distractions? What? There ain't none. We the only ones who can F ourselves, but need to un-F ourselves, like and load ourselves, and give them hell. Let the Mac go ring, 76 the bell. Let me tell you something, gentlemen, that slap and tickle, sabotaging yourselves, BS season is freaking over. No more talking, no more questioning, it's bodies in the truck season is here. Blood, guts, and not giving a F. The violence be with you. Ice, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Certified grass growers. E A G L E S Eagles are reals for North Philly Hunter Park, aka the Saw Major Philly. I ain't gotta get ready, cause I'm always ready for violence or respect, suckers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that was a Rios call.
Yes.
That was a Rios call.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Can we should do a year-end show.
There's a lot of one-liners in there.
Yes, there were. There were. I could feel Jack's finger near the dump button, like shaking. We should do a year-end show when we play the the best moments from the year and play Rios's call from last week. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days till Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Do you like the Phillies trade of Matt Strom? 50-50. So I think people will like it if it ends up clearing up money for somebody good.
I was going to say, do you think the 50 that don't like the trade, they don't like what we got in return, or they wanted to keep Matt Strom?
I think they're looking
probably
at it
going, both, honestly.
Well, I think they're looking at going, we just traded a good pitcher for not a good pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, right. I don't think
as a salary dump.
Yes, as a salary dump. The salary dump only makes people feel good if you're using the salary for something
right,
else.
Uses it for something,
not if you're just, you know, dumping salary. Nobody likes that. So we'll see. Matt Strom, you know, I am hard on him because I find him to do a lot of annoying things.
Baseball cards.
Yeah, he has been a good pitcher for the Phillies. He's been generally pretty reliable during the regular season. So they are missing that. So I hope that that $7.5 million they cleared, you know, they're able to find enough money to get one of those players we really, really want. 215-592-9494. Now, I mentioned that it is how many shopping days there are till Christmas. Imagine this gift for you, for your family, for your friends, a house at the beach. Now, I didn't say down the shore, because down the shore is Jersey. The beach is Delaware. Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, at Along and Foster, is your partner to get you that gift for you. For now, it's not a gift. You have to buy it, of course. But imagine you come home and you're like, honey, I got a beach house. And you know what we're going to do? The property tax is so low that if we end up renting it out for a good portion of the summer, they're going to pay our whole mortgage. Mm. Then we're going to have a place that we can go to in the summer, that we can go to for a long weekend in the fall or the winter. It's yours. And then you watch it appreciate. And then you can retire because of all these great things that can happen. But Kasebe can be your partner in making sure you get that house. It is a competitive time to buy one of those houses, and you need a great realtor. And there is nobody better than Adam Kasebe. If you've never experienced the Delaware beaches, I prefer it. I think it's great. I mentioned the property tax is much lower. He can help you there. If you are attached to the Jersey Shore because you grew up going, Kasebe has a lot of connections, can help you there as well. He's the only guy you need to reach out to. When it's time, I want you to remember that name, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. Oh, you know what it's time for? It's time for a little baloney. It's time for some poetry. It's time for Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
Likes to thank a Grecian, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Baloney business, baby.
Tommy.
That's starting to rival my victory.
Yes, yeah. Well, he's got some pipes on him, Tommy
yes, does.
Nothing can rival that. I'm close, but I'm no cigar. You know what I mean?
You know, Tommy, we've had a couple of people this week say, you know, that bit Tommy Down the Shore, or they go, oh, you know, who's playing Tommy Down the Shore? And I tell them, Tommy's just Tommy. There's no biddy. This is Tommy, you know, and we're able to tell them that this is a guy who lives and breathes everything that he says.
I'm the real deal. I'm the genuine article. You know what I mean? I love life and life loves me back. That's what I like to say. You know what I mean?
You love
I'm not
what?
Sure with that. I love life and life loves me back. You know what I mean?
What do you love again?
Life.
Okay.
I love life.
All right.
Life. You know what I mean?
Life. You, now, Tommy, you must have been loving life during that Eagles-Raiders game last Sunday.
That was beautiful. Look, that's just the confidence boost we needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we're going to ride this momentum. This weekend's going to be an even bigger confidence boost for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But before we get into this game with these stinking Commanders, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, right, we got this, like, baloney brand empire, right? I mean, we really got it. It's a concept. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
I did. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And I'll be honest. I've been reflecting. Some of my ideas or a little too grandiose, at least in the short term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're big. You know, the cartoon and the Broadway show, and there's been a lot of very, very big ideas.
Well, all in due time. I still believe we can make it happen, but that's long term. We're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars. Trust me. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
We're going to make trillions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Trillions, okay.
Trillions, yeah. But the thing is, sometimes you got to take baby steps. You know what I'm saying? You got to take little baby steps. And I think I need a couple of simpler ideas.
Okay.
So I got a new idea, very simple, that we could also partake in, the four of us, Jimmy. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Baloney Ballet. it's like a deranged dance recital. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Baloney Ballet. Okay.
That's right. And there's a few different teams. All you need is a stage and some costumes. You know what I'm saying? And dancing. You need dancing. You know
of course,
saying?
Yes.
And there's a couple of different teams. There's one team, they're called the Salami Serenade. You know what I mean? And picture like some very talented ballet dancers, but they're wearing salami costumes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And picture like a beautiful piece from Mozart, and they're dancing ballet, but they're in salami costumes. It could be very beautiful.
What is the audience for this?
Everyone from Philly and the tri-state area.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so there's the salami serenade. What else?
Then I was thinking, this is the most exciting part of it. The four of us, we got our own dance team. You know what I'm saying?
Finally.
Like Fritz and Tommy. That's right. We got our own team. Spike, I know you like wearing hot dog costumes, right?
I do. I've done that a few times. Yep.
That's right. That's right. I was thinking, listen, the four of us, right? We get some custom-made hot dog costumes, right?
Okay.
Yes.
And we call ourselves the Hot Dog Lunatics. You know what I'm saying?
The Hot Dog Lunatics?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And we play some heavy metal music, okay?
Okay.
And the four of us, we get on that stage, and we dance like we're insane. We dance like lunatics. That's where we got the name. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't seem like ballet.
Ballet is just a kind of branding term. It's okay. Not all ballet.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Sir, we got the heavy metal lunatic dancing. You know what I'm saying?
So to be clear, it is you, me, Ike, Jack. We're all dressed up in costume hot dog costumes.
Costumes, yeah.
We're on stage. They're blasting heavy metal, and we are just dancing all crazy.
That's right. Because, see, that's the thing. Sometimes in dancing, you ain't got to be good. You just got to be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to let it go.
You got cut loose, and people really enjoy that. What do you guys think? Are you guys, that could be so easy to do. We could do it.
Yeah, I could do it. I'll dress up like a hot dog. I have no problem with that.
All right, Jack, what do you guys think?
Nah, man, I'll be a glizzy gladiator.
There you go.
Wow.
There we go.
Of course, Tommy. Anything for you.
That could be a lot of fun. We could be a global sensation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then there's one other team. They're a little different. It's like a trio of dancing teams. They're called the safety pins. You know what I mean? Picture like life-size safety pins dancing. You know what I mean? But their whole gimmick is they use that song Safety Dance. Remember Safety Dance? You guys remember that tune?
Yeah, we can dance when we want to, that one.
That's right. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friend of mine. Yes.
But we can go where we want to.
Okay.
If it don't, then no one will. And we can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. I love that line. That one line right there. You know what I'm saying? When he says he's going to act like an imbecile, that's my motto in life. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's too many people. We're too serious. You need some imbeciles, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, of all your ideas, I feel like the baloney ballet is the one that we could get off the ground the easiest.
Very easy. We don't even need a band or nothing. We just get some recordings at stage, some salami costumes, some hot dog costumes, and some safety pin costumes. That's it. And people will, it'll be a global sensation. Trust me.
Yeah. And some ballet dancers, of course.
That's right. We can hire them. They're local.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some ballet dancers here.
They're local. Yeah. Well, I like this one, Tommy. Now, of course, we do have to get your prediction for Eagles Commanders, but I think we do need to hear your two greatest hits, and that is it oil? Is it oil? Or is it oil? Or is it oil? And, of course,
Gabagool.
Yeah, eat the Gabagool. Could you do, which one do we want first, Jack?
Is it oil? Is it oil?
Okay.
Here we go. Baloney soprano in poetry mode. Here we go. Is it oil or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In the soil or in the soil? Is it oil or is it oil?
Beautiful. It's funny it goes so high-pitched early.
Yeah.
From normal to straight into... the first line of the poem.
Also, a very forceful rendition of Is It Oil or Is It Oil?
I was trying to put some real emotion into it. You're right, Jack. I try to get kind of some high-pitched energy to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's hear Eat the Gabagool.
This kind of ties into, like I was saying, being an imbecile. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Nothing wrong at all.
It's the motto in life.
Yes.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool And sure, you'll be the man.
All right, yes. Well
now
done.
Now they're going to win.
Well done. What a hit. What
Thanks
a hit.
Thanks so much, fellas. Man, I never knew I was going to be a poet. I never, let alone Bologna Soprano.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So, big game tomorrow. You know, Eagles, Commanders, the two seeds still, you know, in our sights. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow, 5 o'clock?
It's a perfect game for us. Another confidence-boosting game. We're going to dominate these thinking Commanders. It's going to be even more lopsided than the previous game. I'm saying 42-6.
Wow. Whoa. Now, these are Tommy down the short kind of predictions.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what old school. These are like from the first couple seasons. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Well, just a power pack call, Tommy. We really appreciate you contributing to the show. We love the Bologna Ballet. Of course, we love your hit poems, Is It Oil or Is It Oil? And, of course, Eat the Gabagool. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week. Maybe not on Friday, but we will talk to you next week, perhaps Monday, for a Christmas edition of Tommy Don
Special Michelle. Holiday edition, but holiday Bologna, baby.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds! Bologna Sopranos over and 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 now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Is It Oil or Is It Oil has really grown on me.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I start laughing every time as soon as he does it. Is it oil or is it oil?
Because he raises the voice.
Yeah.
He's one tone and then he just raises it.
Does the milk spoil or does it spoil? Do the hot dogs boil? Or do they boil?
He's one of a kind.
He is one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Speaking of one of a kind, Jack Fritz is one of a kind. What do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Oh, the funniest pieces of audio I heard this week.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's always
a lot of good stuff. Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
Now, Ike, where could one see Joe Conklin?
You can see him with the City Rhythm Orchestra in the Story of Philly Sports. Put to music. Now, that's pretty good. At the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey. That's over our way, Spike. On Saturday, February 21st. You know where you can get your tickets at. JoeCockman.com. JoeCockman.com!
All right, top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Happy Honda Days is happening now at Scott Honda of Westchester and Vineland. You can lease the all-new 2026 Honda HR-V Sport all-wheel drive for just $279 a month. The 2026 Honda Civic Sedan Hybrid Sport Touring for $309 a month. Or the 2026 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $329 a month. Catch these holiday savings today. Head over to Scott Honda of Westchester or Vineland. Make sure you tell them Fritz sent you. It's always smooth sailing at Scott.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.